You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jer-Bear, how do people reach out to find their boys?
It's a Mix 100. Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top or find us on Facebook. We do monitor our messages all morning. I was just replying back to a few minutes ago, and that's Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
She does not want her name used on this, so we will call her Letitia. That's the made-up name we're going to give her to protect her identity. And I've edited this for content, if that's all right. I had to take out a paragraph here and there. I had to chop it down a little bit.
All right.
She says, I have a boyfriend with a really strange habit. When he's asleep, he sucks his thumb.
Oh, no.
I'll just let that sit there for a moment. That's her opening salvo right there.
That's the hook. That's the hook to this novel.
She writes, I didn't notice for a long time, but now I see it all the time. I work late hours, and often I'll come over to his place afterward to crash, and he's lying there asleep with his thumb in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't do it when he's awake. But it's some weird unconscious habit, I guess. He only knows he does it because people have told him. She writes, the thing is, I'm afraid we'll be somewhere with friends, like on a vacation together or something, and everyone will find out he does this. She says, is it way too shallow for me to think I shouldn't continue this relationship? I'm afraid that pretty soon I'll have to explain it to people. Any suggestions? And then she says, sorry that this is so weird. I will tell you this, Letitia. By the way, thank you for writing. I will tell you that we... believe it or not, have received much stranger stories about relationships and what people are doing in relationships.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. I mean, this one's fairly tame, but I see
it's
where
tame.
She wants...
tame.
I can see where this would get so awkward if, you know, if they do travel with friends or something and they're at an Airbnb or whatever and... they got to crash on the couch for the night, and the other couple gets up early to make coffee, and there's her boyfriend, you know, sucking away on his thumb. That's, you can't have that.
So here's where my brain is going with this.
Okay.
So this is, as she's stating in her letter, this is an unconscious habit. And the only reason he knows about it is because people have told him. He's not consciously, I'm going to sleep now. I'm going to shove my thumb in my mouth.
Yeah, it's a sleepy thing.
It's just as he's asleep, it kind of works its way up there and in it goes.
Back to his childhood.
Look, we've been talking a lot about the power of the human mind and the brain this morning. And this is just another instance of this. We don't know what is triggering this in his brain. So having said all that, why not in this age where people take everything overly seriously, why not just own it, laugh about it, and even laugh about it with friends and say, get a load of this. You know, Tony here sucks his thumb when he's asleep. Everybody can laugh.
Do you wet the bed too?
and then everyone can get over it and get on with their lives.
Except the thumb sucker who feels, you know, horrible.
But maybe he doesn't need to feel horrible. He can just laugh. If it's out of his control, I mean,
there's got to be something you can do. Can you wrap it up with something? Can you put Tabasco sauce on it? Or
well, I don't know.
Can you chop his thumbs off while he's sleeping?
I mean, I don't.
There's got to be something.
Of all of the issues that people can have in this world,
I know this
is this the
mild.
Worst thing that could happen to him is that he unconsciously sucks his thumb when he's asleep.
But come on, if you're a grown arse woman and you're dating this man,
so?
And you walk in every time you go to bed and he's already asleep and he's sucking his thumb, that's not something that you're gonna like.
So maybe it's not a turn on, but at the same time, if he's already asleep, let the poor guy sleep. Just get in bed, turn your back to him, and go to sleep. I don't. Why are we so uptight about this?
It's just embarrassing.
But why?
Because it's a grown man sucking his thumb.
It's like him being embarrassed about, you know, having a certain color eye. It's out of his control.
I guess it's because it's just different color eyes where this is associated with being a child, you know? It's a childish thing to do.
So what are you suggesting? That she breaks up with him because of this? You know how many...
I hate to go that far.
You know how difficult it is to find a really good companion?
I know.
She's dating this guy, but she's attracted to him and
likes
he's good
him.
To her. So she's going to say, I broke up because
maybe
when
turn
asleep,
it into
he puts his thumb in his mouth.
Maybe turn it into, you know...
Like what?
Do that thing you do with your thumb.
Fine.
Hey, suck your thumb.
Yeah, I think he should just
you could
own
turn
it.
This frown upside down, you know.
She could just own it, too. I mean, you disarm other people if you do the opening shot, you know, and you let people know and you laugh about it. Then it's totally defused. So Letitia's like, is it too shallow for me to think I shouldn't continue this relationship? I'm afraid that pretty soon I'll have to explain this to people. Any suggestions? Jeremy is essentially leaning towards break up with him. I'm saying that's preposterous.
Break up with him and his pruny little thumb.
Whatever. People are writing in, and they're taking your side, they're taking my side. Let me give you one that agrees with you. In fact, Ella starts by saying, I agree with Jeremy. There are probably other issues that will come to the surface, and the thumb sucking is simply a symptom of other problems. Best to get out now. Okay, stretch much,
maybe,
Ella?
Maybe something emotional.
If he does
there.
This, he might be a serial killer. Becca says, however, what is wrong with people? The guy hasn't hurt anyone, so what if he does this? Is he a good person? I can't get over how petty people are anymore. Dom, keep fighting the good fight.
All right.
Our listeners can't agree, Jeremy. Some are on your side, some are on my side. We're going to take some calls on this, like Sherry. Hello, Sherry. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're great.
It's a great day, Sherry. What do you say about Letitia's issue?
Well, first of all, there are so many people in the world that soothe themselves with so many different ways, snuggling a pillow, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one of those things. In her case, I truly believe she's already made up her mind. I think she just wants somebody to validate her.
I think you're right. Like, she is definitely, she doesn't like this. So I think, yeah, she's just looking for the listeners and her boys to say break up with him.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah.
You might be onto something, Sherry. I'm glad you called us. Have a fun day, okay?
Oh, you too. Take care.
Bye, okay? Sherry.
Thank you for being on the show. From Sherry to Shelly. Hi, Shelly. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. So this is my son. Exactly. When he was 14, he was watching TV, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He had no idea that he was sucking his thumb. None. He'd done it since he was a baby. He's a wonderful young man now, serves his country. He's happily married. This woman needs to
get over it, huh?
Because she obviously has a problem. If that's the worst thing he's ever done, she should consider herself lucky.
Hey, how did your son break the habit?
You know, I think he just kind of stopped. I don't know, and I should actually call his wife and find out if she's ever, you know,
caught him. Yeah.
But he did.
I know there's the whole thing that
grew out of it.
Yeah, I think, you know, and we've heard from people in the past to talk about how it impacts, like, the, you know, the teeth.
It'll jack up your teeth, yeah.
It messes up, you know, the alignment of your teeth. Yeah.
Yep. Nope, he's got the most beautiful teeth. He's never had braces ever, so I don't know.
Shelly, thank you for calling us. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show. Lisa, what do you want to add to all of this?
Okay, so I had this problem when I was a teenager. And so I sucked my thumb as a kid, and it's very, you know, addicting or whatever, but I was always worried about what people thought, so I never did it in front of anybody. But it is a, like, comfort thing at night, I guess. And so I could tell, like, no one told me, but I could tell, sometimes I'd wake up and it was in my mouth, and I could just tell my one thumb was kind of, like, wet and shrivelly.
Yeah, it was all pruny because you knew where it was.
And so
hopefully.
Every morning I would look because I did not want to be doing this because I was at the age where I'm, you know, especially girls, we're having sleepovers all the time and whatever. And so I, you know, was trying not to do this or whatever, but it was just would happen while I was sleeping. And I don't know when, you know, eventually I outgrew it or whatever, it stopped. So I couldn't tell you when.
I wonder if this guy's past the point of outgrowing it, though. You know, we've had a couple outgrowing it calls, and
I don't know.
If this guy's in his 30s or whatever, I mean, you just slap him.
Like you were saying, and I know because I also was a nail biter, and they have stuff that you can put on. I would think he could try it, you know. I guess if, like, I was
doctoring his thumb with something.
Tabasco,
maybe?
I'm telling you, Tabasco sauce.
if it's such a problem for her. I mean, now if someone were to say something, if I was still doing it, I'd just be like, you know, whatever. And if my husband was, I mean, again, but I'm past the age where I worry about what people think about me. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Exactly.
That's right.
Lisa, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks,
I hope you have a great
Lisa.
Day, okay? Thank you for calling us. Some other people were calling in, and they hung up, but they had notes on there about something like putting various, like, bitter apple taste.
Yeah, that's
taste
the
stuff
you use for your pets that you spray, like, cords and things with so your pets don't chew on them. So spray that on his thumb, and maybe he'll be...
I'm going to stay with my original. I have not been swayed the other side. I'm going to say that to me, the problem is with Letitia and not with him.
I think he needs a little bit of help somehow. He might need to talk to somebody, do something, because truly you're a 30-year-old man sucking your thumb. Something needs to be done about it. But I'm going to stop and say don't break up with him. Try some other avenues first.
What?
Try to get him to stop.
What? We brought you over
a
to
little
our
bit.
Side?
The more I was thinking about it, I'm like, I don't want her to break up with this guy.
Oh,
he's a great guy.
Great.
Hey!
You never change your mind.
I changed my mind.
I can't.
I think that poor guy needs some help, though.
This goes down in history.
Oh, I changed. I'm a changed man. And I might be missing out. I don't know.